about Baba's suffering. Were you always aware of it? Like, was it hard not to feel it? I mean, was it maybe just veil you from it day to day, or, you know, minute to minute? Was it, did you feel that, you know?
Not minute to minute or anything, but we used to feel, we did feel about his suffering. And more so, it was with me, because I was the culprit after the accident that took place. Because I was driving the car, and then he suffered that way. So, that's how it was. But prior to that, there was another accident. But that, we didn't feel about it much, because that had to do with the Western world. We were not the cause of it.
Well, I mean, just besides the accident, just when Baba says he's been crucified.
He used to say that to us also, that Jesus was crucified on that particular day once, but this time when I have come, I am being crucified almost every day. And then he would do like this. There's a pull, one side is the illusion and one side is the reality. And between the two, I am here being crucified. That's how you would say.
Erich, what's the difference between pain and suffering?
Well, there is pain and you suffer for it. And there is suffering without pain also. When you have pain, you have pain as well as suffering. But when you suffer, there is no pain, but you suffer for the sake of others and all that sort of thing.
Is he suffering now?
Yeah, he's suffering now. He's suffering. There is a continuous suffering, but then his suffering when he had his body was quite different from the suffering now. Our being ignorant of our true self is a suffering. That's what he would tell us also. How eager he is to get us all to realize our true self. Our ignorance is a suffering. And more so, he would say that his suffering accentuates, you see, when you profess that you love him. And at the same time, you are in search of some entity, some people, some saints, some saintly beings and all that, to gather blessings from them. So I suffer more that way. When you profess that you love me and at the same time go out seeking other venues to gather what you call blessings from them, that accentuates my suffering, he says. Yeah.
What about pleasing him? Not pleasing him accentuates his suffering.
Pardon?
Just not pleasing him from day to day.
Yeah. That is another suffering. That is what he says. Not allowing yourself. You allow yourself to be overruled by your own ignorance. That's a suffering. And do not allow yourself, do not help yourself to get yourself to do away with your ignorance by doing what I tell you to do, listening to me, obeying my orders, like that. There is the physical suffering and there is the suffering of him being bound in us. He says, you have no idea how I suffer because I feel myself bound in you. We feel I'm Erich, you feel you're Steve like that, you feel Gary, but it's not that. It's he who feels himself in us bound, imprisoned. So what he wants us to do is to just lose yourself so that I may be liberated in you.